This is the KASU 604 newscast for Tuesday, September 26th. I'm Brandon Tabor. A Jonesboro police officer was fired yesterday for using city funds to purchase fuel for his personal vehicle. Patrolman Justin Thompson was terminated following a personnel investigation into suspicious purchasing activity with the city's fleet fuel card. According to a JPD press release, the card was originally issued to Thompson to buy fuel for his assigned patrol car. Thompson has been with the department since December 2015. A criminal investigation is ongoing to determine the cost of the stolen fuel. Afterwards, the investigation will be turned over to the prosecuting attorney's office for possible criminal charges to be filed. Arkansas has filed an emergency motion to stay a circuit court ruling that ordered the state prison system to disclose labels that will identify the maker of a lethal injection drug. The motion filed yesterday with the Arkansas Supreme Court challenges the order issued last week by Pulaski County Circuit Judge Mackie Pierce, giving prison officials until Thursday to give lawyer Stephen Schultz unredacted package inserts for recently acquired midazolam. In the 12-page motion, Attorney General Leslie Rutledge argues that Pierce's order violates state law, barring disclosure of information that may identify those who supply drugs used in executions. With the state's previous midazolam supply approaching its execution date in April, Arkansas scheduled 8 executions and carried out 4. Another execution is set for November 9th. 60 years to the day that federal troops escorted the Little Rock 9 into Central High School, the anniversary was commemorated yesterday. 8 of the 9 joined former President Bill Clinton to mark the integration of the school in 1957, but one seat was empty, draped with a slash of gold and black, the school's colors. That was for Jefferson Thomas, who died in 2010. Another of the 9 was Ernest Green, who noted it took then-President Dwight D. Eisenhower sending in federal troops to escort them past angry white mobs.
I think none of us, 60 years ago, as we arrived in the back of Army Jeeps, knew that we would be standing here today. Making history is not something we aspired to do. We wanted the best education our parents' taxes afforded. We wanted what the Constitution said, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and I saw education as part of that right.
The ceremony was the culmination of a weekend of activities marking the integration. Today, many of the former students will be in Washington to speak at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. And more local and regional news can be heard on KASU weekdays during NPR's Morning Edition, beginning at 5 a.m. at 91.9 FM and at kasu.org. I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.